My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, once a child was brought to a hospital for a major surgical operation. The very thought of the operation frightened the child. But his father comforted the child. "You can trust the doctor. He's a very good surgeon and will take the best care of you." Then the child looked at the father and said, "I do not put my trust in the doctor. I believe only in one person, that is Jesus. I believe he will not forsake me." The father was dumbfounded and said, "In fact, my son taught me on that day what real faith is. So let us remember, amidst all our difficulties in life, in times of stress and anxiety, that Jesus is ever with us. When we are helpless and looked down upon, Jesus is there at our side. If we only turn our hearts to him, we will hear him say, 'Fear not, I am with you.'" The first reading tells us of how Elijah the prophet, who had defeated the 450 false priests of Baal with the help of just a trusting faith in the power of Lord Yahweh. Since God Baal was the god of King Ahaz and his wife Jezebel, they were angry and upset. They want to kill Prophet Elijah. Elijah came to know their trick and their plot. He fled to the Lord God for help with trust and asking strength. He reached on Mount Horeb and took shelter in the cave. There he encountered him, God's mercy. God helped him by sending angel and feeding him for 40 days. Then on the mountain experience of mighty wind, earthquake and fire, the actual appearance of the Lord took place, not in the midst of the spectacular events of nature, but in a tiny whispering sound. Thus God strengthened Prophet Elijah. In today's second reading, we have heard St. Paul's letter to the Romans. There is a confusion in the society. Their Jewish community was neglecting the other community. Such situation, St. Paul says, "I would willingly be condemned it. It could help my brothers and sisters. Christ is above all. May he be blessed forever. Trust in him and have faith in him." The similar thing in today's gospel we hear. Matthew writes about faith. Jesus wants us to grow in faith. Sometimes we too have to pray like Peter. "Lord, save me. Help my little faith." What Jesus said to Peter on that occasion, he says to us also. As long as things go well, our faith is sound. But when things go wrong or out of control, that is when sickness, accident, or death threatens us. We are inclined to give up out of doubt and confusion. We sink into our own problems like Peter into the sea. Such moments, I am reminded of a quotation from Ralph Waldo Emerson. "Let us be silent, that we may hear the whispers of God." Whispers of God. Mother Teresa says, we need to find God He cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. See how nature, trees, flowers, grass grow in silence. We need silence to be able to touch our souls. Jesus invites us to come out of the caves. We are into the broad light of the mountain, as Elijah and Jesus did, for the Lord God to pass by us. A proper understanding of the gospel story of Jesus walking on the sea has a lot to teach us about who Jesus is. Jesus comes to us in our trials and tribulations. He comes very calmly and quietly. If we practice silence long enough, we may, like Prophet Elijah, sense God in the most surprising moments of our lives. When we are quiet ourselves, we will find God close to us than our own breathing. Would like to give an example or a joke of Mark Twain before I finish my homily. Mark Twain recalls a visit to the Holy Land and a stay in Capernaum. It was a moonlit night, so he decided to take his wife on a romantic boat ride on the Sea of Galilee. Twain asked a man in a rowboat how much he would charge to take them out on the water. The man saw Twain's white shoes, white hat, and supposed he was a rich Texan. So he said the cost would be $250. Mark Twain walked away as he said, "Now I know why Jesus walked on the water." Amen.